Hi there, I'm Shannon Bedore, and I'm a huge fan of Next Issue magazine because I don't have to wait for things to come out on the magazine stand. I can put it right on my iPad. Thankfully, I can also put it on my husband David's iPad so I can see who's... I can see what magazines his mistress has been downloading on there.
I tell David he can't read 5 different types of magazines, but guess what? I secretly read them with nextissue.com because I got my free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/Crappins.
Pride, regret, hope. That's from Sports Illustrated, but it could have been in my wedding vows.
David doesn't realize this, but Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton are on the cover of People magazine right now, and they're getting divorced. David, do you want that to happen to us?
David, where are you going? David, if I knew Miranda Lambert, I'd tell her right now, Miranda, you're a quitter. You're a quitter, Miranda. You should have asked for a list of the places that he went with that woman, Miranda.
But seriously, everyone, nextissue.com is great. It's like the Netflix of magazines. You can basically get a whole bunch of magazines delivered to your tablet on the day they hit newsstands, and it's really awesome. And it's super cheap, too. It can be, you can get a subscription for so many magazines for as little as $10 per month on up to 5 different devices. It's great. So get your free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/crappins now and read up, way up, on all your interests. nextissue.com/crappins.
Watch what crappins. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappins?
Thank you guys so much for coming here. I'm Ronnie Karamob. That's Ben Mandelker. Obvi. I mean, I guess you would know that if you're here, y'all. Except for the friends in the car. Hi, y'all. What? You brave suckers.
If you are listening to this at home on your favorite podcast application, the reason why we have all these people here is because we are broadcasting live from Austin, Texas. What's up, Texas? And we have a lot of people here. We have a lot. I mean, I don't even know how many people. Everyone's waving at Periscope right now.
Yeah, Longhorn.
If you have Periscope, you can probably watch this somewhere. Anyway, I don't know how many people do we have here. Like 300? 400? I'm really bad with estimating. Should we have a count up? 1, 2, 3.
I don't know. It's like Broadway in here.
Yes, full house. No, it looks like we have like... I don't know, like 50 people, 70 people? I can't tell. It's a lot.
Man, it is hot up in Austin. I'm glad to see you sweating too, because I'm usually the fat, sweaty one. But you're sweating too.
I am sweating. I'm in jeans. I am not happy about it. I wore these jeans for you, people. For you.
Yeah, I did too. And I've worn these jeans 5 times, so.
Yeah.
It's going to start smelling really good in this corner. They're going to be opening this door.
I even wore my cowboy shirt because we're in Texas. So I'm excited. I'm excited for all this. And we got a beer. I got Shinerbach, Texas beer, going on right here.
I have vodka.
And we should mention we are at the lovely Key Bar here.
Yeah,
on
Key Bar. Thank you, Key Bar, for having us. Thank my uncle and auntie, Ted and Bridget Karam, for the Key Bar. And thank you guys for setting everything up. This is so nice for us.
Yeah, this is the most professional we've ever sounded. The last time we did a live show, if you don't count the episodes where we did in the mall, which technically those
food
were live.
Court.
Yeah, food court.
Food court. That was our second option if this didn't work out.
Yeah.
There's a Sbarro everywhere.
Yeah. we did this live show about 3 years ago. Was it 3 years ago?
It was like our 10th show. And there was 4 people and only one of them like came on purpose. The other ones came to see an improv show and they were pissed.
Yeah. Tammy, wherever you are, we wish you were here. Tammy was one of the... She sat in the front row and she laughed at every joke, so no pressure.
Yeah. Which, granted, was probably more than the shows got there that night.
Yeah, that's true,
no
too.
No offense, I.O. Yeah, I.O. West.
So we've always been very lazy. We always want to do another live show, and we always are going to do it. We're like, we're going to do it, and we never do. But it took us both being in Austin coincidentally at the same time to realize we could do a live show.
Yeah, why not? Ben's dating a dude who choreographed that show at Zach Scott. So good.
Yeah. By the way,
go
anyone,
see it.
If you
Jennifer
guys...
Holliday, she'll sing Duke Ellington songs the same way she does everything. Like, it doesn't really work in that,
amazing.
But I'm with you.
This show got 3 standing ovations before the curtain call. Jennifer Holliday will make you weep. It was absolutely amazing. We loved it.
Yeah, it was
Ronnie
really
Cannon,
good.
Right? Yeah, it was great. So if you like Jennifer Holliday or some good music and good tap dancing, go to the Zach Theater and see sophisticated ladies.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Fuck all that.
Yeah, fuck
so it. The reason I'm always afraid to do live shows is because we just really sit here and it feels weird.
Yeah. The way our
I feel like we should make like some effort, you know?
I know. Like our podcast is basically us just like talking. So now that we have people we can get distracted by, it's going to be even more aimless and directionless. But we'll try our best. First of all, most people here, I'm assuming, if not, like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/WatchWhatCrappens. For those of you who don't like us, get onto your phones right now and like us. And then you can hide us. You don't even have to pay attention to us. But anyway, for people listening at home, Facebook.com/WatchWhatCrappens. You can also donate to us. Support the show on Patreon, patreon.com/WatchWhatCrappens, where you can support the show and get access to bonus episodes, monthly hangouts. I know some of y'all get on the hangouts with us.
Yeah, rep it up.
Well, that's I'm just doing a little plug.
I'm bored, darling. I've messed up our thing already. Shocker.
See? All right, well, Periscope is down, but the right, podcast will go on.
All right, nostril cam. Oh, it's still the nostril cam. No matter where it is, it's getting my nostrils. I like that.
All right.
So all right, so let's talk
get
some crap.
Into the show. Let's get into Watch Our Crappens. Who's excited to talk about that. Bravo?
All right, so...
let's talk about the gossip. We have some gossip.
Yeah, so there's some good gossip today. Well, this isn't really good gossip, but I'm obsessed with... I'm older, I guess, so I don't understand technology that well. Like, I'm signed up to everything, but I don't know how to use it yet, so... I only follow Yolanda Foster on Instagram because I saw some stupid post she had once and had to follow it because Yolanda Foster was doing this thing. So for those of you who don't know, she's on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and she doesn't just have Lyme's disease, she has chronic Lyme's disease. So it's some kind of shady disease that no one really believes her.
Yeah.
And she goes to Mexico to get like a lot of weird infusions of things. And I'm addicted to her Instagram. Because she takes these pictures where it looks like she's dying, but then she's not at all. Like one, her son was carrying her, and it looks like she's like this. You know, she's like all slumped over. And you're like, oh my God. And people are like, Yolanda, you're so strong, Yoli. You know, there was like thousands of people. And then her son posted the picture not knowing that she was like faking it.
Yeah.
And so her son posted the other angle, and she's like... she's being carried by her son as a joke, so that one was full of shit. So anyway, I love her. I'm obsessed.
But you know, her daughter, Bella, is dating The Weeknd. You guys know The Weeknd, right? The singer?
Guys, what's up with people related to Bravo naming themselves after calendar things? There was that...
yesterday.
And spelling it wrong. Because yeah. Weeknd is spelled...
W-E-E-K-N-D. N-D. But you know, maybe
like,
that's...
I don't need a vowel. Yes, you do need a vowel. Your name can't just be Weeknd.
I'm starting to think that his song, I Can't Feel My Face, is about her Lyme disease.
Because on that other show, there was yesterday.
Yesterday.
It was yesterday, but there was an I instead of an E.
Yeah. By the way, I'm sorry, everyone, I'm giving you my back, but it's just...
what, here? You want to turn over here?
I'll try to do one of these things. I'll try to do one of these things. So
I can rub
your
back.
I want to look at Ronnie, and I want to look at the audience at the same time.
Don't look at me.
No.
Don't look at me.
It'll be like the normal podcast where we do it over Skype.
Stuck in all these holes.
It's a metaphor for our podcast.
Okay.
So anyway, so you were on the...
So Bella, as we like to call her, the other one.
Yeah. Gigi's younger sister.
Yeah, so I don't care about her. I didn't even write that down. But please spell your name. If you're going to name yourself after something in the calendar, please spell it right. Yesterday's not right.
Yeah.
Okay, so Yolanda's Instagram. So she had 2 really good ones this week. One is her giving her husband David my love. David, my love, you got sunburn. I give you facial. And, of course, she can't just buy some oil of Olay with the $40 million she has. She, bitch, got to get some yogurt out the fridge.
Yeah.
So he's, like, laying down, and she's putting yogurt. And it says, a little calming yogurt for David, my love. Yogurt. So even in something that's supposed to be, like, a happy facial massage, she's like, yogurt. Yo is hurt. I was like, shut up, Yolanda. No one buys it.
I'm surprised that Yolanda Foster hasn't tried to like edge in on all the Caitlyn Jenner stuff, you know, because she is tangentially connected to it, right? Because
what do you mean edging in on it?
Yeah, but because
like getting a dick.
Well, no, trying to be like, well, my good friend Bruce Jenner, who of course is married to, was married to my. What was the connection? It's David Foster was married to Linda Thompson, who had kids with Bruce Jenner. So I'm surprised she didn't try to get in on that. Like somehow Caitlyn Jenner's struggle is part of Yolanda's struggle, you know?
Yeah, there's so much inbreeding out there. It's really nice to see like rich white people doing it too, because I'm Lebanese, so I thought it was just us. The other Yolanda picture that was really amazing this week is her, like, whenever she takes a picture, she'll take off all her makeup and like look like just look like she's about to fall over. Serious, I'm sorry. I know that sounds
harsh,
but it's a long fake with that one.
I am boiling.
It's
in
a
the
long
Texas
con.
Sun. I'm gonna
wait,
do one
on.
Of these.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
too.
Do one as if
I'm wet.
Like a what is the expression? Like a whore in church.
Sweating like a whore in church.
Not anymore. Churches are cool.
Sweating
now.
Like a whore in synagogue to make it more.
Whores will go to church and get some air conditioning now, y'all. Whores don't care.
Wait, we have some. There's some really good gossip though. Kim
yeah,
Richards.
No. We're not. We can't
oh,
move.
All right,
we're on Yolanda for another hour.
All right, yes.
You're gonna take it. Okay, so Yolanda is like looking all sad, and she's wearing like her CVS glasses, which still I don't understand. She's on a tight allowance, I think. Okay, so anyway, she is reading this book. And I don't know if she knew that the camera was getting the cover of this book, because she's like this. This is what she looks like. She's like...
Ronnie is making a
sad Yolanda face. They know.
Ennui.
They can see it in their head. Okay, this is what the book is called. The Naked Truth About Breast Implants From Harm to Healing.
The struggle is real.
What?
The struggle is real.
What the hell does that have to do with Lyme disease? Her implants. She's like, maybe the implants are doing it.
Maybe they have been
blaming ticks.
Stuck in implants.
Yeah. Maybe ticks are addicted to saline or something. I don't know. Take them out of me.
The tick injected the Lyme disease into the saline, and now it is just constantly seeping into her system no matter what she does.
So you want to talk about Kim Richards?
Kim Richards. Did you guys hear the latest Kim Richards stuff? Because there's Kim Richards stuff.
You do it.
All right. So as usual, I have a very sketchy idea of what happened because I like read it in a haze.
Oh, I'll tell the whole story.
So she was on Entertainment Tonight telling her story, because that's where you go, Entertainment Tonight.
Hard-hitting journalism.
And
well, how else do you follow up Dr. Phil?
Yeah, exactly. So
Diane Sawyer's busy.
So if I remember correctly, she said something about like, she's giving an interview about her struggles with sobriety, et cetera, and she's like, I hate this. She's like, I love being sober. I love it. And like, falling off the wagon's been really difficult for me. And she was at her daughter's wedding, and there was a lot of pressure. People were staring at her, etc. And she looked down on the ground, and she saw two little margaritas and decided to have one.
Maybe.
She said,
I drank one. I don't know.
This is like, it's like...
It was an inch of margarita and half that juice.
Like, you know that when she saw those margaritas, there were, like, little smiley faces on them, like, talking to her, you know? Like, oh, Kim, drink like the M&M characters, you know? Like, who leaves two little margaritas on the ground, just sitting there?
Anybody. They were probably taking a picture. Kim probably walked past everybody putting down their drink. She's that crazy aunt at the wedding, you know? It's like, just walking around, like, ah, aunt. Oh, yeah, I want to waste that. There's thirsty kids in Africa who kill for this drink.
She's like, I was hypnotized. It was just swirling, and I was talking to me. I'm like, Kim, you pat your face up to a margarita machine. That's what it was.
And just for the record, I support alcoholism and alcohol drinking. There's no judgment there. Just don't be lying about that shit. It is crazy. You drank it. You maybe drank a margarita that was on the ground. Bitch, please. Because after that, she went up to the groom's family. Okay, her daughter was getting married. She went and told the entire groom's family off in front of the entire wedding party. So she pulled like an inch of margarita and then a fuck you and fuck you. Hey, fuck you, other mother. You know, it's like, damn, Kim. And then her ass ran away for 10 days in Mexico and nobody could find her.
Yeah.
So you got Kim Richards probably sitting in a booth of some Mexican place claiming she was there since she was a baby, you know, like she did on the show. I've been coming here with my mom since I was a kid. They've never cared before. Okay, so I actually took notes on this. It was only 2 minutes on Entertainment Tonight, so why not turn it into an hour?
Yeah. I had no idea that this interview was taking place. I was surprised.
You know how I knew?
Facebook.com/WatchWhatCrafted.
Oh yeah, there we go, everyone.
That's how I get all my shit.
Best page on the internet.
Okay, so I just love that Entertainment Weekly, Entertainment Tonight is so hard-hitting because this is the lady interviewing her. She's like, yeah, I'm interviewing Kim Richards! You know how they talk to all the other anchors or whatever?
I like why they play their serious music whenever, like the insider Entertainment Tonight is doing, like, some special, like, report. They always have music like, as if, like, oh my god, everyone, like, the UN is convening right now.
Yeah, but it's Entertainment Tonight, so they're all like this. No matter what they're talking
about.
And
they have the cutaways, so they're very concerned face. They're like doing one of these. Like,
they try. Because her first line when they got their private time, she was going like this. Like she was raising, she was doing the Days of Our Lives, like eyebrow raise thing, you know? And she was doing that and she goes, so, was being arrested your aha moment? And she made this like pirate thing. You can watch it on YouTube. Just look it up. It's so funny. And Kim's answer. With, first of all,
she's like,
who asked that? Was that your aha moment? Like, she just realized she was drunk. How about when I was pulling my weave out of a vomit-filled toilet? That was my aha moment.
She's like, my aha moment was when I got sucked into that cartoon world with the drawings and everything, and they're singing that song in 1983. That was my aha moment.
My aha moment is when they called Sandra Bullock up to get an Oscar and somebody else went up there. I mean, how the hell is this world working? I called Emilio Estevez and cried on his voicemail for 5 hours.
So her actual answer was, I had to write a quote.
Actually, my arrest was my, I get to have a break moment. It's like, what?
Oh, yeah.
In jail.
Yeah.
I kicked the cop for a free trip and I did it.
And then she goes, did you lock yourself in the bathroom? And Kim says, Kim's doing this thing where, you know when you're drunk and you're trying to pretend you're sober and you're looking like too hard at something?
Yeah.
She's doing that and she's talking slowly and she's doing things like this so we'll know that she's like peaceful. She's like, okay, so she was doing that and she said,
here's the thing. I asked if I could use the bathroom. I asked. And then when I was in the bathroom, I was going to the bathroom, you know? What can I say?
Answer the question, that's what you can say. No one asked if you were peeing in the bathroom, Kim Richards.
Well, I like that she said that this was a break. Like, it was like, this was great.
Yeah.
Especially, there were too many pressures on her.
Like, I'm grateful.
What pressures does she have on her? All she does is make chicken salad, you know, and adjust the frames in her hallway.
And she doesn't even get a spoon for that. She just uses her hands.
Yeah. No.
Dust in the picture frames. Anyway, Kim Richards, we love you. Please stay off TV for a while.
Yeah.
If you're going
to
do
she
that.
She needs to get some real help, and I don't know if it's happening anytime soon.
I'm focusing on treatment, but they asked me to come back on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah, her representative.
No, they didn't.
It's Sandra Bullock! I'm going to do it!
They're like, we scored.
Yeah.
Okay, what else happened?
I don't know.
Candy had a baby, man. Oh, Candy from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I think she's just pregnant. I think she's just pregnant.
Oh, she's just pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's still exciting, right?
Riley's gonna have a sister. See? Now. Riley's got a sister. See? Now. Riley's got a sister coming through for a brother.
When she found out, she was probably like,
I can't believe that I'm gonna be having another daughter soon.
Yeah. When the baby comes out, that's going to be his first noise.
Yeah.
Mama Joyce will get peed on the first time.
That is wrong, Candy! Wrong!
Okay. What else was I going to say?
Wait, I don't know.
I brought something else up. Yes, I did.
We're getting an inside look at Ronnie's famous notebook.
The nostril cam. Still clear. Kim, hold on. Yolanda, Gretchen is selling diet shakes out of her trunk. I don't know why I wrote that down. I just think that shit's hilarious.
That's just a general
prediction
for 2015.
How much can she make off a diet shake? You know she's making 5 cents off of those and Slate's spending 25.
If it's anything as effective as Gretchen Christine Butte, I imagine people will be lining up by that trunk.
Okay,
shakes.
I think that's it. Oh, no, I wanted to say Shannon Bedore, because we're not talking about Orange County today. So Shannon Bedore got in trouble because she went on Twitter this week when Obama came in town to do the Jon Stewart show, which that's the first president who's done every comedy show there is. He's like, hey, what's up?
I'm surprised he hasn't been on Watch What Happens.
We're in like 10 wars.
The day that Obama shows up on Watch What Happens is the day that I may have to cancel Bravo.
He probably would. He'd be like, I'm taking the Countess's side.
It'll be like President Obama and like Cindy Barshop or something.
Cindy Barshop, God bless her heart. All right, so she got in trouble for making these tweets. Hope Obama has a great time on Jon Stewart's show. Totally worth shutting down a city, hashtag ridiculous. And then she did another one. I'm so livid and angry, I hope it was worth it, Obama, hashtag bullshit. Like, damn, Shannon.
Wait, why did she get in trouble for that? Because every time Obama comes into LA, the entire city is paralyzed. And everyone tweets that stuff. So why does she get roasted? I'm actually on Shannon's side, and I'm for President Obama. But listen, I hate it when the streets are closed down when the president.
No kidding. Get a fucking helicopter. You're the president.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you too. Yeah. I was gonna say mean things about Shannon, but I just changed my mind.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to the shows. We're gonna be here for 20 hours. Oh, shut up, Periscope. Stop your bitching. They couldn't see
Periscope
anything anyway.
Just fell over.
It was like, look, that girl lost 11 pounds and 6 inches. I don't know where
I think went. I've lost 11 pounds in sweat so far.
I know, it's good, like, right?
It's so hot.
I'm losing water weight. Give me Texas, some vodka. Chef Penny, squeeze a potato and turn it into something, darling.
It's so hot in Texas, I have to say. It's really hot.
You guys, this is pointless, right? You can just hear it anyway.
Yeah, just make sure you don't move the laptop, otherwise it could ruin the...
Ronnie's ear. They're like,
yeah,
nice
look
ear.
Out, you're about to hit the...
Nice ear, dick.
Yeah, you're about to
what
hit
am
the...
am I doing?
Don't...
Okay.
A moment of extreme professionalism. All right, so who wants to talk about Real Housewives of New York City? Enough with all this. Enough with all this Entertainment Tonight garbage.
I'm gonna make a paper mache out of napkins.
Ronnie is mummifying himself.
David, my love. Please.
By the way, is
I made a roast chicken for you. It is in the fridge. There's a lemon up its butt. Enjoy, David. I love you, my love. I would like to dedicate this facial mask to my love, David.
By the way, I just have to pause this for a second and say, how funny is Ronnie? Ronnie is so funny.
Yeah, I love you.
So, you're wiping the sweat off my face.
No, I'm combing your eyebrows. That's how I love.
Darling.
Thank you. I love you, darling.
All right. So I didn't take a lot of notes. My notes are on my iPhone. If you're wondering why I'm holding my iPhone, I'm not expecting a text. I'm holding my notes.
Yeah, people are like, why do you talk so much? I mean, I naturally do, but I also have the notes. I know every little thing that happened.
It's true.
I bitched about people's wallpaper. And actually, I have some notes about wallpaper today.
My first,
I literally do.
So I watched New York City this week, and I was like half falling asleep because I watched it late at night for some reason. So when I do that, I only take notes on the few things that are able to penetrate through the haze. And my first one was...
Ramona's an asshole.
Yeah, Ramona's an asshole.
It's like, just like highlights, the Cliff's notes.
My first note, I know a lot of stuff happened before this, but I think it's funny that my first note was Bethany saying, this mattress is like being on drugs. Why does that stick out to me?
And also, it's like a really hard, uncomfortable mattress. What kind of drugs are... That's why she's got trouble.
Yeah. All right, so why don't
you
kick us off?
Girl, you need to find some... proper drugs.
Ronnie, lead us to the promised land.
Previously on the Real Hot... Well, actually, it's usually their voice, right? So,
previously on the Real Housewives of New York.
Carol has to go get her dad's husband ashes. Oh, and then drunk Dorinda. I love that they just keep showing drunk Dorinda and it never makes sense. She's like,
we're in the same place, Evan.
And she keeps talking about...
Because she has this, like, spitty drunkenness. Yeah, I really like it.
She does. And she keeps talking about the Berkshires as if... She keeps saying that there's, like, this purity. Oh, wait. Oh, we have a periscope adjustment happening.
Rubber banded. Hot brother-in-law, right?
Flew too close to the sun.
Hot brother-in-law.
She's always talking about it with Heather. She's like, well, our friendship is pure. We met in the Berkshires. It's pure. It's pure.
We're both in the same place, Heather.
It's like they went to a convent together or something. It's just the Berkshires.
I saw you at the H-E-B. Go back better than me.
So anyway, and then we got a clip of Heather.
A naked man! There was a naked man!
Wait, it hit me that she was screaming,
I was naked in the next room!
Sleeping with Carol. Why has nobody talked about that? Have we?
I mean, I would actually...
What the fuck? She's sleeping with Carol naked in that room and she's offended that there's some naked guy in the next room? Girl,
I would like to do an informal poll. As long as we have an audience, we might as well make use of the people.
That's
who
formal
came here.
When there's actually people here. I mean,
who here was on Heather's side in that whole argument? Just make cheers, make clap, or make a noise. And who was on Luann's side?
What? We're not like uncool.
Yeah, they're not uncool. They're not uncool. I knew there were people on Heather's side, but I'm interested because sometimes we get on a rant and we're like, fucking Heather, she's being crazy, but we're just like...
Oh, for Christ.
We're just like in a bubble, you know? So I wanted to know, was it just us? But you know, there's some people on Heather's side.
You know, on...
All right, one of our listeners said that she overreacted.
I heard Bethany, what Bethany said this week about how she could take both sides and that she would have been upset.
Right.
Also Bethany's side.
All right, what she just said is
on
that...
which one?
Well,
which fight?
Bethany wasn't involved in it, but she said what she said to Trina.
Remind me your name again?
I'm Jenny.
Jenny, okay. Jenny
says...
Yeah,
Jenny!
Jenny from the block says that she agrees with what Bethany
you,
said this week, which is that she would be annoyed on both... She sees why Luann's annoyed, she sees why Heather's annoyed, but I think she's a little more annoyed by... She's such
by
an important...
the fact that there's some random man in the...
There's a random man without
no
his owner.
No one else. You know, Luann had a guy, fine. Like,
right.
I brought guys home and my roommates were like,
right.
Well, I don't know.
I think,
but I was there.
See, it's interesting. This is the female perspective, because I think that with gay guys, it's like the dream to wake up and there's a naked man in the next room, right?
Yeah.
Usually.
She's like, you woke up next to someone you don't know that you met the first day? And I'm like,
yeah, it's called West Hollywood.
Who sleeps with people they know? Gross! I know how they eat with their mouth open or how they pick their nose in the car. Girl, if I know you, I do not want to fuck you. I'll tell you that much right now.
That is right.
Knowing someone ruins everything, Tyler. All right, so, I wanted to tell you something. So that whole Heather fight, he was naked! Are they lesbians? I don't care, obviously. I mean, lesbians are different than gay people. It's like not one parade. It's weird how we're all in one parade, because then we get in the same parade and the dykes are like, ew, and we're like, gross. They're like wearing baseball uniforms and we're wearing rainbows. Like, I don't know who put us all together. And now we got the transgenders too. Oh, and now we got questioning. What the fuck is that? You don't get a parade if you're questioning. If you're questioning, you know, like, go play with the neighbors down the street and blow them and see if you like it, like I did. I mean, that's how you grow up. Christ, mature on your own. Don't use my parade to do it.
All right. By the way, Ronnie's parents are here. And
oh, they know. I'm sorry.
I warned them.
Her friends are like, yeah, that's right. And she's like, oh, she's horrified. I showed her a comment on Facebook that said, I want to go meet Ronnie's mom and have her yell at me while she, yell at me over a box of Franzia while she's playing Canasta. And I was like, oh shit, I guess I should tell her. And she's like, ah, ha, 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 ha. Like, all right, you'll do all right.
I say we give a big round of applause to
Ronnie's mother. You went through a lot of shit, Mom. You're still going through it.
Yes. The podcast is young. We still have 5 more hours.
There's a reason I will never have children. I know what it's like from watching you go through it. I'm like, oh, hell no. I'm not putting up with that shit.
All right, so let's get on to the episode.
No. I wanted to say this. Heather, I never ever say it. I'm so sorry. But this Heather and Bethany fight. So there's this big fight on Trash Talk TV right now, the site I run. On that recap, oh my god, the older generation versus the younger generation on who it's okay to fuck and when. They're going crazy, and the older lady is saying, well, if you do that, you're a slut. And then the younger lady's like, well, I guess then I'm a slut, you must be really old. And so one of them's calling one a slut and the other one's old. I mean, I think being called a slut is worse, right? You can't help your age, but you can help being a hoe, right?
Yeah, well, usually.
It's an
sometimes
addiction.
You can't.
I just saw a penis on the floor. Maybe I drank it. Random penises walking around.
Two penises on the grass just sitting there. Just
I'm
like,
the penis
know.
Drunk auntie at the wedding.
There's a penis
by
on
way,
the table.
I think we all know that those were like not even margaritas. It's like a shoe. She's like sitting there like sucking a shoe.
She got drunk on shoe spray.
She's like, they're like, Aunt Kim, what
surprised.
Are you doing? What are you doing, Aunt Kim?
Remember her toxology report? It was like paint thinner,
yeah.
Paper clips,
pebbles,
like, there was all kinds of shit. Yeah, fish food. You're like, what, Kim?
What is Kim Richards drinking?
Back away from the kitchen sink, bitch. Okay, so now we'll start the show. Just kidding. So every week I notice something new. Do you want to, can you read these? These are like,
this is like hieroglyphics. 5 year olds.
You're not allowed to say retarded.
You say pretty
like
is smarter, napkin crotch.
Wait, what is it? Tell me.
It says, okay, Ronnie's note says, pretty is smarter, napkin crotch.
Napkin crotch. Okay, so every week, I normally don't napkin pay attention crotch. To the beginning, but every week I notice something different. You know when they're like, their names come up and they're like, and they have their stupid, they have their dumb line. And Kristen's is, what is it? Prettier, smarter than you think.
She's a blogger, guys. She's a blogger.
Yeah, she's a blogger, yes. So she's saying she's so smart, but then I notice she's wearing like this crop top thing, and then it's got this long like hot pink napkin thing that like falls between her crotch. I don't know why I noticed that, but
color.
I was like,
You know what's funny about Kristen's opening is that last season, her line was something like, I may not be the brightest, but at least I'm pretty. And I always be like, I hate that because she's so much smarter than she gives herself credit for. Then this season she's like, I'm a lot smarter than you think. And we're like, no, you're not, you fucking bitch.
Oh, it is? Oh, no. It says it's on. Who's angry?
Periscope people are angry.
Why? Oh, because we can't. They can see Ben.
They can only see. And we're back from our technical glitch.
Anyway,
it happens about three times a podcast episode. I don't know how if you guys can tell, but again, the most professional podcast in iTunes is top 10.
I just want to see Heather after she talks about how smart she is. I want to see that crotch napkin just get stuck in the subway door.
You mean?
What did I say?
Kristen. Thank you. Feel free to correct us as we go along, because we're going to get a lot of things wrong. We take notes, but there's no guarantee that the notes have anything to do with anything.
Is there a waiter out here? It's like Vanderpump Rules. They just stay outside smoking, fighting with people.
I would like to say, by the way,
fucking each other's boyfriends out there.
I just want to say that, so this is Crap by Crap West. Almost every single seat is filled. We have people in the doorway. So I appreciate this. We've filled up a room.
Carly, I'm sorry to order you around. Yes. Could you get me a double vodka on the rocks? Or ask Jenna. Darling, I will. Except for the vodka part. Okay.
All right, we're back for the third time in 3 minutes. Hopefully you heard everything we just said, but we basically were congratulating...
Even my Diet Coke is sweating now.
We were congratulating ourselves for selling out a room, even though we didn't sell anything. And I hope everyone continues to get drinks during this, because y'all need to get drunker.
At least I do. Yeah, do it. Hurry, drink that up.
I know,
up.
I'm drinking slowly. I'm nursing
it. I'm sweating all this shit out. I need to put olives on my tips so I can make a perfect fat martini drink. All right,
so the show starts with...
Oh, that made it worse. I thought that would help. It didn't help. Okay, so the show opens at Bethany's new apartment. You guys, that's a huge step because Bethany's been homeless.
Oh my God, she's homeless.
She passes homeless people and she's like, oh my God, I know what you're going through. I'm totally homeless. It's horrible, isn't it? It's awful.
You know, but I love it. I love to be in my box because I got walls all around me. Walls everywhere.
Walls.
My walls are up.
Yeah, so today she was literally in a place where walls were being put up. And she was walking around to each one like, oh, what are you doing? You're putting a wall up. Good for you. How about you yesterday?
All right.
Remember me? Look at you. You're putting a wall up.
Walls are up.
Yapping. Listen, illegal immigrants do not get paid enough to be listening to this bitch come in there 4 hours a day yapping like that. She just shut up. She literally said, I was here yesterday. Oh my God, look how much you got done. It's like you were there yesterday. Go home. Oh, she doesn't have one.
Yeah.
Go to the park bench, Bethany.
Go to the box. Go to the Hamptons.
She's like, it's so hard. I live in the Plaza Hotel Presidential Suite. It's killing me.
Is this when she got on her mattress that was like drugs?
Yes. Oh, so then Carol comes over. Something weird is happening with Carol this year. She's doing this thing where she's dating a toddler, which,
she's getting laid.
You know, go for it. I mean, I think he went to high school. Who cares, really? I mean, he's got a beard, so he's of age, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's 28, 28, 29. By the way, we had this whole discussion about this guy. He's 28, 29. I think it nullifies the entire discussion. He's old enough. Who cares? Like, this whole issue of, like, a Luann's niece's ex or whatever. And he's not like, it's not like he's 18. Enough.
Yeah, you have to talk closer because, look, I'm like this.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm drifting out into the back.
Do you want to move over this?
No,
shade's coming.
No, I'm good.
Do you want to wear
the shade is coming.
Do you want to wear this hat that I got?
I would like to wear that as a hat, yes.
Okay. Right. So anything, just wear Carly, I love you. You're the best sister. Not a gay sister, like my literal sister. She's so hot. She got the lips. All right, so Carol comes in. Yeah, so Carol's doing this weird thing. So she's screwing a young guy. And you know how people are always saying, oh, it's so different, you know, why can men do it and women can't do it? Like, we all don't make fun of the men who are screwing younger women. Get out of here. We're all judging that too,
yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
Human beings have one thing consistent. We judge each other like crazy. We don't give a shit what's going on. You could be dating someone your own age and we'll be like, he ugly.
Yeah.
And we don't care. We'll pick something.
Yeah.
So might as well date a smooth one, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, who can cook? I mean, that's a plus as well.
Yeah, I think Carol's done a great job. She got a hot guy who can cook. I mean, what else? I mean, why does she have to keep justifying this to anyone? Like, good for
well,
her.
Well, she's not. She's like, what?
Well, Luann, obviously, she and Luann are going to have an issue. The rumor is that she and Luann almost came to blows during the reunion, which is hilarious because I don't think Real Housewives of New York City reunion has ever gotten physical.
No, but once Miami did it, now they're all doing it.
Yeah, and Atlanta. But no, Atlanta was the one who broke the mold. That was when Lisa Wu Hartwell in the first season
stood up
and like knocked over the couch or something like that.
Knocked over a couch?
Or maybe she said she's going to knock someone over a couch. Whatever it was, there was a couch involved.
Well, that's gentle. Knocking them over a couch. It's like the nice way to do it.
I know, that actually sounds kind of fun.
Adriana, I think, got throttled. That's worse. There was no couch. It was like terracotta tile.
Yeah.
So anyway, once those people started, it all went down. But anyway, Carol's dating a child now, so now she's dressing like Mrs. Hannigan. Or Miss Hannigan from Annie. She's wearing this big fur. What? When did she start doing that? She went to Forever 21 clothes to like some weird fur and she's like, I love your house.
There are so many places for ping pong balls to fall and be not picked up.
Ooh, oh, look.
Hot. Oh, shit. I just got another beer.
Hotter than my sister, only because of penis. Sorry, friends. Okay. So, B is transitioning, Bethany says, oh, I'm in transition, I'm transitioning, which I was going to say explains her hormones.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Da-dum-dum.
I love transgender jokes right now, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because people hate them, that's why. I'm getting in trouble for them, and I'm like, oh, find a way to make a dick joke.
dick jokes are always welcomed.
So, Bryn has some crystal and some crystal.
Oh, yeah, she has a chandelier. Oh, by the way, chandeliers are like the new omen in the Real Housewives. Okay, we've seen chandeliers on Real Housewives of Orange County. We know how that worked out. Later on, we'll be talking about a chandelier in Secrets and Wives. We definitely know how that worked out. And now there's a chandelier in Bryn's bedroom. I mean, it's just.
Yeah, bad chandeliers news. Are not good. Bryn will be cheating on her mother very soon.
Seriously?
Yeah, she'll be like,
this is my new mommy.
Chandeliers.
Bethany will just be like Bluetoothing herself up and down really slowly, like poor Shannon. What was I going to say of that? Hold on. She was saying, I got all these workers to do everything, but it was really hard. I had to give them all blowjobs. Listen.
All right, go on. You were saying about
working.
Yes.
Do I have to put this together tonight?
No, I will. It's on my laptop.
Okay. Luann made it. Oh, so they just gossiped about what happened the other night at that other party. And Carol was saying, Luann made a dreadful fool of herself. And I just like that she was saying dreadful in a big fur coat. I don't know why. everyone is gonna. Here, you read them. They're more fun when you try and figure them out.
All right, I'm gonna try
I don't know what they mean, but when you hear that, when you read them, they make more sense.
You're Miss America or Miss New Jersey.
Okay, so this is when they go to that party.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's being nice. Okay, this is the Diamonds and Denim party.
Diamonds and Denim, Kristen's party.
Because Kristen's charity is like raising money for kids with bad smile. What is it?
Yeah, cleft palate. Cleft palate. Beautiful smiles. They're
that
just
is so rude.
Need adjustment.
She's like, I have a beautiful smile. I can't wait to give speeches to children with cleft palate. Like, what the hell kind of charity is that, Heather? I mean, what's her name?
Kristen.
She's pretty. So they're all being really nice to each other, and then Ramona comes in. She's like, like taking the whole thing over, and she walks to the hostess, who's like, what is she, Miss New Jersey or something?
Miss New Jersey, yeah.
And Ramona's like, what are you, Miss America something? She's like,
oh,
no,
Miss New Jersey.
Jersey. Oh. She's like, oh.
I'm sorry, you look like Miss America, okay? I said it, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I don't know the difference between America, the USA, and New Jersey. So what? I said it.
You know what? I find your sash to be very déclassé. I'm sorry. You know what? Oh, this reminds me, this one time, when I was younger, I tried to be in a pageant, but then my dad dropped me off in the woods and said the pageant, and I didn't win anything, okay? So I just can't do pageants anymore. All right? I'm sorry.
One time, my dad was taking a nap, and my mother came home from work on the farm in the Berkshires, and it was very late in the afternoon, and she was wearing denim, and so her legs were making this noise. And
and my father woke up and got so mad that he threw a zucchini noodle in the face. And I can no longer wear denim. I'm sorry, I support children with bad smiles. That's it.
Whoa, this is crazy. This reminds me of this one time.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, I'm having a memory. Whoa, this is weird. This is really weird right now, okay? One time I was in the forest in the Berkshires, and I came across this guy named Lee. And I was like, Lee, where are your jeans? And he said, are you making a joke about Lee jeans? And I was like, no, I don't get it. He's like, oh, you just made a joke. And I was like, what? I don't get it. Why are you making fun of me? I started to cry, and there were trees around, and I just ran away. I'm sorry, it's a lot of bad memories, okay?
All right, what happened next?
Charity for people who've been sweat on.
Oh, yeah. That's what her charity should be. What are you giving it to something you know nothing about growing up with a horrible smile? Give it to someone who's been sweat on. That's her big trauma of the season.
I know.
A boxer in a ring sweat on her, and she was like, you guys, I got sweat on! That's like her thing. She talked about it for 5 episodes.
That's what everyone here in the front row of this podcast is going to say when I shake my head in 5 seconds.
What's next? Are you skipping over things?
Well, I don't know.
You are. I took 10 pages of notes. Read your own notes
and stop touching the cable.
Oh, damn it. You see, you made me do it. All right. Look at the art.
This is the pod every single week.
Sandwich.
I got sweat stains on his notes.
Who said they hate Switzerland?
Does anyone remember who said they hate Switzerland? I don't know. Bethany felt like Switzerland.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I don't like feeling like Switzerland. I mean, well, Lou made a dreadful fool of herself. Wait, where's the party? Oh, charity event, dust it off. Oh, she's like, yeah, and Kristen's other thing is everybody else is old. Like, that's her big burn. For people on The Real Housewives, that's always their big burn. Like, that was Brandi Glanville's one. She's like, ew, you're all old. At least I'm not old. Yeah, but you're like a drug addict skank who can't give her shit.
Ronnie, there's a shirtless guy for you.
Nice work, buddy! Nice work! Look at him taking a picture of the muscle guy on the telephone call.
He actually just took a selfie.
He literally just took a picture of that muscular guy on the...
No, he took a picture of himself.
Look at the poster. It's like Lou Ferrigno or some shit coming to town.
Maybe that's him on the poster.
Oh my God, nice work. You know what? It's such a turnoff when you find out that people actually have to work for it, right? Look, that guy checked him out. You're gay. I love frat gay. Just gay enough. Charity for people who have been sweat on.
Speaking of just gay enough, back to the podcast.
And look, a man with hair on his chest. We don't see that where we live. They're like, oh! Rip! Rip! Okay, Presser, it's your Miss America. Josh is so supportive when there's cameras there, because you know that shit ain't right at home. He's like, oh, you're doing so much for charity. And what is it called? It's like pile on a smile or something?
I don't know. Poor Kristen, she's so boring this season. I liked her last season. She's so boring. I can't even remember anything about her denim fundraiser or her charity. She's just waiting to get through her scenes to get to the good stuff.
So Ramona and Sonia go wander off, and this gaggle of gays come up to them, you know, because they watch our show, obviously. And they're like, girl, oh my God, it's Ramona and Sonia, girl! Like, they're all excited. And then Sonia's like, they just want to have sex with us, let's go.
Yeah.
And then they're like beating off the gays. They're like, they just want to have sex with us. I was like, no.
Yeah,
they
Ramona
don't.
Has to sort of like get over this thing. Like, just, you know, she's doing that thing. She's like, I'm single, and therefore everyone wants to have sex with me. I'm like, Ramona, I'm sorry to say, you're in New York City, and these guys could do like a little bit better than you.
Well, I don't know. They were young enough, and she's rich enough. That's how it works, y'all. There's a pecking order. Oh, you're right. Sorry. And then John entered. I wish John had a scene. I even wrote that John entered because he's like the big, Sopranos.
He entered through the wall like the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah. He's like, I'll have a vodka soda with some blended ham, please. Dorinda pulls Heather aside. Okay, so then Heather and Dorinda had their talk.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is how you fight with Heather. Dorinda's like, listen, Heather, I just wanted to have a talk, Mr. Jensen, because I was finishing vacuuming and I realized that I missed a spot when you were there, and I just wanted to say, I'm sorry, friendship's important to me, I care. And Heather's like, yeah, you know, you seem really angry.
Dorinda's like, well, I was feeling crazy. My husband died, and then my daughter got stuck in a train track.
I mean, whatever her thing is. And then Dorinda did start acting crazy, and she was like, there was a year, the past 2 years have been full of crazy crayons.
Oh, yeah.
And the crayons have just been going red crayon, black crayon, black crayon,
yeah,
red
she was
crayon.
Like, she kept, that was my next note. I was like waiting for this note to come in. I was like, when does the crayon part happen?
What was
I was
that?
Like, Jordan is like, yeah, the past few years, there was so much chaos. I was really drawing with a chaos crayon. I put the chaos crayon back. But now it's time to take the chaos crayon back. I'm like, what are you talking about, a chaos? There's so many mixed metaphors, and they don't even make sense. What is a chaos crayon?
Operating chaos crayon.
I took my discombobulation Sharpie out of the box and started drawing with it.
Wacky watercolor time. Who wants to do it?
Oh, Dorinda, so she keeps apologizing. Heather's like, she's like, but really, Heather, seriously, I'm sorry we got in that fight.
Heather's like, yeah, that was nuts. I was worried about you. She's like, okay, Heather, I'm sorry that we got in that fight. Sorry about the crazy crayon colors. And then Heather's like, well, I appreciate that.
I accept your apology. She's like, goodbye, Felicia.
Goodbye.
Holla. I'm Audi 5000 now. I work for Diddy. I know how to say goodbye, Felicia.
Goodbye, comma, Felicia.
Avita saying Felicia.
Sincerely, comma, Heather.
Heather's like, and we all know that slang about the Cosby Show, right? Felicia Rashad, right? That's what that's about, right? It's about the end of the show when they wave goodbye to the audience, right? I get it. I'm cool. I'm hip like that.
So then we get a shot of Ramona eating an hors d'oeuvre. The only reason I had to write this down, what the fuck is wrong with her? She takes a bread off the... Okay, this is her. Some guy comes by and she's like, I won't have sex with you. And he's like, I'm just offering you an hors d'oeuvre. She's like, okay, okay. So she takes it and she's like, ew, bread. So she opens it and then starts gutting the bread, you know, like thin people do at Subway.
Yeah, or the bagel shop.
Who does that? Why would you get thin bread people. And then gut it out? Get out of here.
I refuse. If I'm having bread, I'm going whole hog.
Yeah, exactly. But she's like gutting the bread out and then she puts it back on the thing.
But you know, I just had to call her out on that because who does the producers, that? Every episode, when there's a party, the producers always have a cutaway to Ramona, like examining hors d'oeuvres or like looking at glasses and things, because she's always like, she just gets so intensely like investigative about it. She's like, all right, what's this over here? This is like some bread with some tuna tartare. All right, I'll see this. All right, is it tuna? I think it's tuna. Yeah, it's tuna.
So she gets the bread, and Sonia's just sitting there watching, because Sonia is always like, that's fabulous, Ramona, you know. And Sonia goes, she should treat a man like that. What does that mean? Gut him, eat him, and leave the remnants in someone else's denim purse. Like, what the hell kind of advice is that? That's probably your problem. So then Kristen gives her speech about, like, how she made this wonderful nail polish line for children who can't smile right. I don't get her. Okay, so then it's like the big conflict. You know, somebody on our Facebook the other day was like, nothing's happening this season. I was like, isn't that the point? When has anything ever happened? Nothing happens.
You're like, be cool. Don't be all like,
uncool. So Ramona starts getting mad because this whole thing is all Heather's yummy pants or whatever, like her Spanx ripoff pants that are called yummy,
yes.
That are spelled wrong.
Yes.
She can't even do it like yes, dearity, or weakened, like where it's interesting. She puts the vowel and spells it wrong. Like, that makes it worse.
Yeah, Ramona's whole beef was that she had donated 6 of her necklaces, and I guess Kristen didn't say it was true faith jewelry. Which, I mean, admittedly, if you donate, you're supposed to
Ramona
say something.
Didn't donate shit. She showed up to some crafting party with necklaces in her purse.
And why is she still
so
doing?
So she could get on the thing. And then she was like, look, it's true faith. I'm totally
why
different
is
now.
She still,
before
why
I had fake faith. But now Mario's gone. And I'm free. My faith is true. Look at me. Everything's new. And she started putting them on all these jeans. No one asked for that shit on their skinny jeans. Nobody wants your cheap Claire's jewelry on their.
And why is she still doing that jewelry?
Misspelled
isn't that,
jeans.
Isn't that Mario's, isn't that his jewelry line? Like, why is she still shilling that?
She's like, why is it yummy everywhere? Well, everywhere I look, there's yummy. How come you couldn't put yummy? Ramona True Faith. And Heather just goes, walk away, Ramona. Walk away.
Goodbye, Felicia.
Goodbye, Felicia. Yeah, this is when she said that.
That's when she said goodbye, Felicia.
Yeah.
No, or did she say bub? Did she even say bye-bye, Felicia?
Yes, she went from goodbye to well, bye-bye.
She said goodbye last week. She said goodbye, Felicia, last week, and bye-bye this week. Next week, it's going to be like, farewell, Felicia.
Godspeed.
Godspeed, Felicia. Smell you later, Felicia. Which would actually be too funny for her. She's like, Felicia's the new cast member, right?
Ramona went on this rant.
I mean, not putting Ramona under there? That's a slap against sisterhood. I mean, that is a slam against womanhood and entrepreneurship.
It's like, make up your mind. It's like, that's not what feminism is.
Says the woman who is always the first to tear down all the other women as soon as she can.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, I'm sorry. That's all I have to say. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And then she goes,
oh, thank you. Oh, it's going to get ugly,
this
girl.
Is the best,
thank you.
This is the best podcast we ever had because we actually have alcohol drinks just arriving.
This gets sloppy. It's that girl's fault.
Arriving at our thing. I don't even care that I'm so sweating nice. Like a mule. Do mules sweat? I assume they do.
That did a lot for sisterhood. Love you guys.
And hello, then, Felicia, to you. Hello,
so she's
Felicia.
Like, this is a slam against sisterhood. This is wrong, but I'm secure. And then the first thing she does is beeline right over there.
Yeah.
All I wanted to say, I was just going to say, I didn't have anything to say because I was just enjoying all the pictures of the missing lips. But I just wanted to say, while I've got you here, the signs are big. They could just say true faith. I mean, what's wrong with that? And Heather's
meanwhile,
like, goodbye, farewell.
I mean, Heather donated her entire, like, denim inventory to this thing.
So oh, like that was that. So nice too. That was the cheapest ass advertising she's ever had. She put up who donates to a charity and then gets like billboards put all over the thing. It's like, yummy!
Well, that's,
like,
that's
we're,
actually
we're not helping
do.
Their mouths, but we will make them look good in a dress.
Well, to be fair, that it, when you do donate to a charity event and you donate like a lot of stuff, you do get like billboards worth.
That big? I mean,
hey,
that shit was everywhere.
Speaking
I thought
of which,
that charity
if you'd like
was...
to donate to Watch Our Crap Ends, we'll mention you on the show.
Look, that's us, Steve Harvey. That's us. That's our billboard.
Steve Harvey donated to Watch Our Crap Ends, and now he's on TV.
Women, don't be hoes. That's my advice, Steve Harvey. Okay, Heather, you're going to change lives. Oh, I don't know what they were fighting about, but then Heather was like, Ramona, what's your cause? What's in your heart? What's in your heart, Ramona? And Ramona's like, homeless people. Isn't that what she said?
I don't even remember
was
that.
Thing? She was like, what is it?
Domestic abuse.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, that's
better.
Right.
Homeless people. Domestic, yeah. She's like,
if you think,
domestic abuse.
Yeah. Aviva.
Footless. Oh, Aviva.
Footless Aviva.
Like,
by the way.
Footless? Who doesn't have a foot on this show?
If you think that Ramona cares about homeless people for even a fraction of a second, you are sadly mistaken. She's like, why are all the butlers dressed sleeping on the street? Why are all the butlers there? I'm sorry, they should get out of the streets and get themselves a job, that's all. They can go to AOA. We need a new waiter at AOA. Sorry, Geraldine Parsons Smith is hiring, okay? By the way, do I have to explain Geraldine Parsons Smith again? I feel like I always have to explain Geraldine Parsons Smith.
Yes.
She's not real. People are always like, who is Geraldine Parsons Smith?
I thought that was like a Maya Angelou type until like a month ago. I was like, that's a famous black actress. She's very good. I was like, that sounds like a very talented
she does
woman,
not,
doesn't
she
it?
She does not exist. It was when we were making jokes last season when Kristen
was
doing
first traumatized.
Yeah, Kristen was geocaching and she's trying to do this GPS thing, and we were doing a run about Ramona being like, okay, I couldn't do GPS because it reminded me of my father's friend, Geraldine Parsons Smith, whose initials are GPS. So that's why Geraldine Parsons Smith is a thing. Because people are asked that all the time, and I'd be like, what? They're like, I love your podcast, but who's Geraldine Parsons Smith? And why do you always mention her? I'm like, she doesn't exist.
So then after this party, does anything else happen here?
Well, they go
I don't
to,
think anything else happens in this party, but I did
so
like it.
To,
the only shot we got of John was when people were walking up to him and he's talking to some hot chick in like a bustier. Of course. That guy hooks up. Fat girls, be more confident, because fat men hook that shit up. There's no insecurity there, and you know it's like pulling a shag rug when you hug that guy, you know? And I ain't judging, because I'm close. Not a shag. I'm like, but I will be, one day. But yeah, they
dare
don't give
dream.
A fuck.
Dare to dream.
Fat gay guys care, but fat straight guys do not care. Fat gay guys are like, I'm hideous! Oh my god! But Fast Break got to like, yeah, get over here, 20-year-old, yeah.
Ronnie, you should have come out last night. We went to a beer bar.
A bear bar?
Yeah, a
Where
bear
is
bar.
That? They have a bear bar here now?
Yeah,
what's it called?
Like over there.
What is it?
What was it called again? What was it called?
Iron Bear.
We went to the Iron Bear.
An Iron Bear. I need a bear who irons. Do they have those? Bring them on!
There's probably a chat room for that fetish.
Oh, and then we started the Carol and Luann digs because Luann was making cracks like, oh, who are you dating? Oh, well, at least the guys we had sex with were 40. Unlike
that slugger.
And then Carol's like, well, I guess all the cool kids are sleeping with married men now instead of children. Guess I got it wrong.
It's all about bringing women together, these shows.
That's why they go at it in the reunion, because Carol's giving her shit about sleeping with that married man.
What was I going to say about... I don't know. My next
Look,
thing
married
is that
women
they went
sleep
to a
married
coffee.
Men all the time. I don't see what the problem is.
So more or less, the next thing that they did is they went to a Turkish coffee reader, right? Isn't that what happened next, right? Everyone?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. They went to that coffee place in Queens. What was the coffee place? It was an old lady who made coffee.
An old lady who made coffee, and she was reading
Carol's
things.
Like, it's like my grandma's house. I was like, oh my god, you know there ain't no plumbing in there?
By the way,
like everything's lit by candlelight, all the windows are open.
I really wanted some of that coffee, by the way. It looked really good. I mean, it looked like jet fuel.
It did not look good.
I loved
and
it.
Dorinda's
it
like,
sludgy.
What a lovely home. Dorinda's such a liar. She's like, what a lovely home, Mr. Jetson. Oh, this coffee is delicious. And they cut to her and she's like, I wanted to die.
Yeah. She's like, back the fuck up. Back it up. Back it up right now.
You better back it up, mister. If that tea says anything about my daughter, I'll rip your balls off and shove them down your throat, mister.
Get Mr. Coffee in here right now. I got something to say to him, okay? Back it up.
I'm gonna rip off Mr. Coffee's balls. Who's Keurig? Who's Keurig? I'll put a hole in Keurig. Bring him in here.
I'll put a hole in Keurig.
So this lady, because that's how they work. My parents have one. Do you know how you do it? You put it in a thing and then you press it and it's like.
I have a CBTL. It's the coffee bean and tea leaf version. It's awful.
No, don't go there.
Just kidding.
I need 2 pumps of sugar-free hazelnut cancer in my coffee. Or
coffee
count.
Mugs don't fit in it. Like, you can't get
what
it under
that?
The stove.
Get out of here, Fly. I'm going to rip your balls off, Fly.
Hey, Fly, you better back the fuck up. Back it up, okay? Hey, Fly, I thought we were going to walk into this podcast together. Okay, fine. I guess you're not that sort of woman.
You know, everything I own smells like Whataburger right now. Everything. That shit stays all over you.
I went there for the first time. I went there.
What did you get?
I
feel like you did
honey,
it wrong.
Honey butter.
Oh, that's good. That's good, yeah.
Okay.
Honey butter
and
HEB to take home with you.
So here is my first and only experience at Whataburger so far. We ordered, and then while we were waiting there, a centipede fell from the ceiling on us.
Last night I was
and I thought, what a burger.
Yeah, what a burger. Well, back in the old days when they were still like slaughtering the cows in the back and then putting them in a grinder, which is kind of what it felt like, there would be little bits of bone in the water. Remember, Dad? And I'd be like, hey, Wes! And he's like, well, what do you think they walked around with? That's how they became good meat. They walked.
That's, you know, that's actually a really good excuse. What do you think they walked around
My
with?
My dad can make up an excuse. I know so much false information.
Ronnie's dad is nodding.
My dad will. If my dad doesn't know, he will make that shit up. He doesn't care. And do it with confidence.
Well, I have to say, I enjoyed my honey biscuit chicken.
Oh, yeah, Whataburger.
Something another.
That's all the sex I'm getting here. Looking at that place, I'm like.
Salt. This is the perfect way.
They put everything in there. Salt, meat, fat, sugar. You know that bread got sugar. Okay, why are we talking about this? Sorry, Whataburger's great. Go there. They're supporting us today.
So anyway, there was some psychic
Lydian
stuff.
Queens.
But like,
no, we have to talk about it because... The psychics on The Real Housewives are amazing. They're always good. The psychic in Morocco called Ramona's husband's affair.
Yes.
And even said, what didn't she say it was like some young blonde girl or something?
Yeah.
And Ramona's like, how dare she? Who put her up to that? That is ridiculous. That is
okay.
I'm never going into a tent again. I'm never talking to anybody who hears things again. This is ridiculous. But she was right. 2 years later, Mario's on Tinder. But I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if he comes home. Can I have a to-go box in case Mario comes back? Okay. I don't care. Bye-bye, Felicia. No, wait. The psychic said really good things to them.
The psychic said something about a scrape on a car.
And Carol was like, I scraped my husband's car. And that was our only fight.
Oh, wait. There was...
My husband!
Okay,
well,
there was
said
something.
Black Jeep. That was good.
There
a
was
black
something.
Jeep with a scrape.
There was something that made me laugh. And I felt bad because it was sort of around the realm of death. But the psychic was like talking to Dorinda, was like, I see a balloon. And Dorinda's like, that's so crazy because when Richard died, a balloon came in my room and I knew it was Richard. And then they cut to a cell phone video of a balloon just floating there. They're like, everyone say goodbye to Richard. I was like, what sort of lunacy is this? Like,
That was not freaky.
A balloon. It was a balloon that floated into the room. I mean, it was, I understand, like, in a moment of grief, like, it means a lot. But when you're an outsider watching on TV, you're just watching a video of a balloon.
Yeah, it's like
this
that
is like,
half balloon.
It was like the red, it was like a terrible version
the
of the red
balloon,
you know?
Yeah,
it's like where
totally
is the French orphan, you know?
Version of that.
They're like, say goodbye to Richard, say
yeah,
goodbye to Richard.
After Richard died, like something happened and then the balloon, all the balloons died or something.
All the balloons stayed on the floor, but one balloon
but
rose
one
up and
rose
came
up.
In.
No, but it rose up and then it like went down the whole way. Into my bedroom.
And she was like, hey, balloon, back the fuck up. Go back to the balloons, okay?
You're getting close to my daughter, balloon.
Don't say anything about the balloon, okay? I see what you're trying to do with her hair, okay? Get off her. I mean, it's cool. I get it. And it was cool that the psychic, by the way, was able to perceive that this balloon was somehow important to her. Because, I mean, who the hell knew about a balloon? The dead balloon ghost.
Well, she knew something about Heather's son getting kid hearing aids or something.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like... You have doctor with brown face, maybe Indian? And she's like, yes, yes. And they're like, oh, he's Indian? She's like, what'd she say? She's like, no, he's Puerto Rican. I was like, all brown people are not the same, Heather, all right? She's like just substituting a brown person. It's like, he's brown.
She's like, my
doctor. I have a child.
She's like, he just went to the islands. He just got a tan. She's so right.
I hope that everything works out for her deaf son. Well, he's not deaf.
He's deaf. No, I mean, as callous and like awful as we are, I mean, I think that whole storyline with her son is like very...
Of course. Yeah, you don't want the kids to have problems. You don't become a real dick until you're 18. The children you excuse.
Believe it or not, we're actually nice guys and we do care about the well-being of some of these people.
Look, they're buying it. Yeah. That kid, look, I hope for that kid's sake, I hope his hearing comes back perfectly when he's like 18 and out of the house. Because if his hearing comes back now and he has to listen to Heather all day,
yeah,
he's going to be poking that shit out with knitting needles. He'll be like, no, undo.
So I only have one more note for New York, but I know that there was some other stuff that happened.
Bethany went to her shrink. Who goes to your shrink on TV?
Yeah. I would never air out my shit on TV. I would just talk about other people's shit.
And she's so controlling. He said, yeah, you never will talk to me about your business. You always shut me out. She's like, and how does that make you feel? And he's like, shut out.
My walls are up. If you ask about my business,
my
I'll be on the
up.
Floor
my
crying right now. I'll be crying, okay? Crying.
I feel like this is almost done, but I guess we have to talk about... Heather showed her boyfriend off to the...
Carol.
Boring people. Who
so, so here's my only note about the little dinner party that ended that episode was that when Carol, I think, was going shopping with her boyfriend or whatever, and he, like, gets some parsley, her response was, chefs love parsley. I'm like, this isn't some exotic thing here. Of course, like, parsley's like a staple. Like that's like not some great revelation. It's like being like, they love using butter and oil and salt and pepper. Yeah, it's called cooking.
Everything that he made for dinner, she's like, look, he made it from scratch. It's like guacamole. He like undid an avocado. He unwrapped an avocado. She's like, he did that.
Wow. So, all right. First things first, I have to congratulate everyone for getting through an hour of
that was a long
this
time.
Ridiculousness. So give yourselves a round of applause. I can't believe you guys are all still here listening to us battle on like this.
This is hard even when I'm not drinking a lot of vodka.
Yeah.
Julia, what? That was my daughter for two
Julia's
years.
Here. Julia's
and then
here.
And I left.
I don't know who Julia is, but she's just
Julia,
lovely.
That's Julia. Isn't she cute? Those are my jeans.
I have to give a shout out to my boyfriend who's behind Julia, right back
there.
Yeah,
hotness. Dominique, where's Dominique at?
Dominique's
back
there.
Let everybody get a look, darling.
Julia's looking at him.
Hi, Periscope. Sorry, Periscope.
There he is.
Sucks, right?
There he is.
Yeah. Hotness. So good.
He's waving. He's being a good trooper because he's both, not only is he sitting outside, but he hasn't seen any of these shows in forever, so he has probably no idea what we're talking about.
We got to see Jennifer Hudson to support you.
Holiday.
And you get to hear bad child death jokes.
Holiday. You know? Jennifer Holiday.
What did I say? Hudson.
Hudson.
Sorry. That, they should not. They should have cast Fantasia, because I would not be making that mistake. You can't have a Jennifer Holiday play one role and then a Jennifer Hudson play the other role. And they also both do this when they sing. Hi-ya! Like they do that same weird enunciation. It ain't mean a thing, you fool ain't got that swing. Gosh.
Worth it, worth every single second of it.
And they'll walk Jennifer Holiday out too. That was my favorite thing. Jennifer Holiday is like 55, okay? She's not that old. And they bring her out, every time she comes out, they have this hot, hot guy walking her out. It's like, just get a dolly, just dolly her ass out there, stick her in the middle of the stage.
That's what you do. When you're Broadway royalty, that's what you do. Okay, so let's move on to...
Oh, no, wait, we have to do the next week, because we didn't talk about the dead husband's part. So, their husband's died, and they're going to go, like, be nice, I guess, in London. I want a husband in London, and then I want him to die, and I want him to give me everything. But next week, this is what I was going to say about it. This show is so insensitive. They're like showing what, they're like next week on The Real Housewives of New York. Next week on The Real Housewives of New York. And then it shows Carol lying in a hotel room with her hand on an urn and like sobbing, like crying. And then it cuts to strippers. It's like male strippers like grinding their dicks into their, what's going on? This show is terrible.
Well, that's a great segue because there were secrets, I mean, strippers and secrets on truly
secrets
my favorite show
wives.
Right now, Secrets and Wives. I mean, this New York stuff has been fun, but I mean, I am just
it's
waiting
over.
To talk
about it. Yeah, that was too secrets, long. Sorry, I'm drinking.
Secrets and Wives. Did everyone watch Secrets and Wives this week?
So who actually watches this show?
Who watches
Not
it?
Many people, right?
We got a thumbs down from the peanut gallery.
Because you can't even find the show illegally online.
They have so many empty glasses over here. They're going to be chucking them at us in
the
next 45 minutes.
I don't think they have a waiter yet. We're the only people here in the day because it's hot. People
it
come
is,
here at
it
night.
It is hot. All right. Secrets and Wives is my favorite.
It's a season finale, so it's very important. Nothing ever happens on this show, and it's really important that we see how nothing ends.
All right. So it starts off with Corey doing her usual thing where she goes... This garbage stinks! That's how the show opens. This garbage stinks!
That's basically the entire season of the show.
Yeah.
This
more
garbage
or less.
Stinks. It's like the theme of Secrets and Wives.
So Liza is planning a farewell party to her brick mansion. And her whole thing is that she's got her gay friends in there. They're gonna do a whole big thing. They get 40 people. I think we actually have more people here than we're at Liza's party for her farewell.
Which wasn't even Liza's farewell party. She's like, I'd like to say goodbye to my house, because I have to give up my house because my kids are going to school. And so I'm saying bye, house. Bye. I'm going to have a party.
Paralyzed.
I'm Liza, and I have parties. I'm like, shut up. Everything she says, she's like, I'm Liza,
yeah.
And I like Ziploc bags that keep everything fresh.
Oh, we got real towels.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. This feels luxurious.
We're sweating all over the floor.
I feel like the late Whitney Houston dabbing myself.
Oh, in a bath.
I say that because we're in Texas, so you can mention things with Houston in it. So
people are like, yeah, Houston.
Yeah. So so they're planning, and I love Liza. She's like, oh my God, I just got a pit in my stomach.
I'm paralyzed.
You're just having a party, okay? Just relax, yeah. All right?
I'm going to have to go through this house. What am I going to do with all this furniture? And then they show the furniture, and it's like thrift store crap and like some pink oriental... That shit don't make sense.
It makes Ashley furniture look classy, all
yeah.
right? This is just like some shitty-ass stuff like faux Louis XIV House of Versailles.
Yeah, that's like when Luann Fabrics has that like going out of business sale.
Joanne Fabrics.
Oh,
but
I like
the idea of Luann Fabrics too.
Your fabric just judges you the whole time you're sticking on it. Yeah,
okay.
So they're having this party, but the whole time they were saying, oh, it's my going away from my house. Bon voyage, house. Bon voyage. It's her mom's birthday party. Like, they never mention that until the end.
What?
Like, what an asshole daughter. She took her mom's birthday party and was like, "Buy house! She didn't have anywhere to move into. That's still your house. Shut up. Get your mother a cake."
So then we move on to Jonathan's solo business, solo panel business, where Max quit. Max had too hard of a time doing nothing at this ridiculous business. So he quits.
Jonathan's like, "Look, all I'm going to say is you're kind of a loser. You don't do shit. You come in here, you sit there and text on your phone. I mean, what's that? That's not selling solo." And Max is like, "You know, I got to be honest. This isn't for me." And then later he tells his mom, "He told me it wasn't for me, Mom." And then he abused me and threw me out on the street.
She's like,
"Oh, Max, it's okay, honey."
So she's like, Did he make you feel depressed, Max? Max,
I don't want you to feel depressed, Max.
Should we put this on Insta, Max? Max, let's put this on Insta. Let's put your emotions on Insta. What a spoiled little prick. He shows up late to work, and then he eventually says it's not for him. And then he goes and he tells his mom. He alludes to the fact that he was fired.
Yeah, liar.
And then she's like, "Oh, Max."
And she doesn't even care about that because she's giving you money anyway. And you know that solar company is just a front.
And then
because they were like, "Max is 8 hours late for work," and it was like 2 in the afternoon. What, you're working at 4 in the morning or what? I don't do math. I don't know. I hope that's right.
But I love Max's like bullshit response to Mom. He's like, "Mom," he's like, "I just want to be so successful at what I do and be happy too." And she's like, "Me too, Max. That's why I don't care about all these things."
Yeah, he said, "I don't care about success, Mom. I just want to be happy." And she's like, "I support that, Max." "Really? You're about to."
She's like, "Max, I just bought a new table for you to bring, okay, Max? I support you.
I got you a new IKEA table, Max. Max, if you don't have a job, Arthur's gonna be mad at me,
oh,
Max."
"Oh, no, Arthur, right, so he's gonna be so mad."
Since only 3 of you watch this show is like the anti-feminism, okay? All that bush growing Gloria Steinem did, all that letting her armpit hair grow, that shit is out the window. Women have reversed. On this show, there's no job listings for women. There's like personal ads, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's all they do. They're like,
This show makes Gloria Steinem turn over in her grave, and she ain't even dead yet, okay? She's not even
he
dead.
He hits me, but he has a job, and everyone's like, "Yeah, good atta girl, yeah, girl power."
But then we also have, speaking of girl power, we have Gail. Gail is the wife of Steven, the plastic surgeon of the stars of Long Island. So Gail's whole thing is that, so Steven has these receptionists, these slutty receptionists, who
he's
have their boobs out.
He's bought every receptionist a new pair of tits. Every one of them. And when he walks in, they're like, hi. And then when the wife walks in, they're like, hi.
The receptionists hate the wife. The wife hates the receptionist. The wife does. Her power play is that she makes them all get blazers. So she gets these shitty little blazers.
She's like, "I work with my husband. I don't just let my husband do his own business. I am a part of this business. And these sluts are getting white blazers. That's it. They're all wearing blazers."
And I love that she described it to Liza. Liza is so literal-minded. She's like, "I think they should cover the ladies up." And Liza's like, little, they're huge. Did you hear that? She says little, they're huge. It's like, Liza, that was the joke. That was Gail's joke. Oh my God, they're huge. Did you see that? Oh my God, they just got Liza'd by Gail.
Oh my God, Gail. You just got Liza'd.
Gail, you just got blazed by Liza'd. Oh my God, I can't believe she said they're
you
huge.
You just got blazed.
She said that little. Those little ladies, they're huge. They're so big. Oh my God. I got a bit in my stomach. It's so funny.
So that couple's fight is that Gail wants an office, and the husband's like, "You don't do shit here." And she's like, "Yes, I do. I come in here. I say hello. I bring you salad that you don't eat. And then I make people wear blazers. I need an office." And he's like, "No, you don't." So they were in a fight. And
by the way, let's talk about those blazers, because those blazers made those receptionists look like they were in slutty Hogwarts. It was like the porno version of Harry Potter. It was like the worst blazers. They had like a crest. I mean, it was, those were bad. I was on the side of receptionists. Those were bad blazers.
That's the only reason they look slutty is because he put the boobs too big inside of them. They're supposed
to
be, she like basically bought them curtains and tried to put them in these ugly, horrible like school uniforms. But their boobs are so big that they're like tied around the waist and they actually look hot.
Gail could not have been happier. By the way, have you noticed that Gail is one of those people who frowns when she smiles? You ever see people like that? Where instead of like smiling, they go like this. She's like, she's so happy she's frowning. I'm sorry, I just spat on you. I just spat on the first row. You're like Kristen now. Bodily fluids coming everywhere. All right. So then
we see Jonathan and Susan. They're like, Jonathan's the one who went to jail, and their big romantic story is when Susan's like, "We met 3 weeks before he went to jail. We only got to have sex once. And so when he got out, I blew him in McDonald's parking lot." Like, that's literally their romance story. She's like, "I gave him a blowjob at McDonald's.
I would have taken him to Wendy's, but he had an ex-girlfriend named Wendy."
You can't make that shit
I took
up.
I wanted to take him to Burger King because he's my king. Jonathan, you're my king. Stop turning off the fire alarms, Jonathan. Jonathan, do you feel nauseous right now? Okay.
Jonathan, wash your thumb before dinner.
He loves sticking his thumb up Wendy's ass. That's why it's his favorite restaurant.
So the thing that's funny is, like, they're the poor, low-class one because everyone on this show thinks they're really high-class. And they're like, "In Long Island, we use forks with our dinner."
By the way, the whole world by way, has anyone here been to Long Island or knows people from Long Island?
Have.
This show is 100% accurate. I just want to say that. 100%.
"In Long Island, we have in windows in our homes."
Yeah.
Bitch, please, we all got windows in our own.
In Long Island, our kids go to middle school than high school. That's what we call the North Shore education.
So Susan and Jonathan are like the poor ones, and they're the only happy ones on this show. I don't know what that says.
Wait,
I think.
Oh, wait a second. Question from the audience.
Where did you grow up?
Don't apologize. This is the most professional part of the podcast.
You
the question
in...
was, where did I grow up in New York?
We have two New Yorkers.
I grew up in Katona, New York, in Westchester County. I see some nods. Where are you from? He's from Brooklyn. All right.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
My dad's
Kent
from Brooklyn.
Avenue right here. Williamsburg, baby.
He lives in Williamsburg.
I lived there for 6 years, and I was like, this town has too many fucking stairs. Everywhere is a stair. You can't go to a goddamn Target without there being 5 stories. Why does there need to be 5 stories in a Target?
Paralyzed! I'm paralyzed! By all the staircases!
Okay. So anyway, the alarm, their big story, nothing happens on the show either.
Literally,
so
yeah.
So
literally
their
like,
storyline
story
is
was that
the fire alarm went off. The fire alarm went off when he was making toast, and then he
this
hit
is why I love
table.
This show, because like that would be my storyline. I'd be like, "Oh my god, you guys, I set up the fire alarm today. I was paralyzed, there was smoke!
I forgot to clean my stealth, I'm paralyzed!"
So then, meanwhile, we go back to Gail. We go back to Gail. No, I got my notes now.
Okay,
I got to
okay,
all your
okay.
notes. We're going
you
through
go,
my
you
notes.
You go.
So then we go back to Gail, who, after like 5 episodes, being like, "Steven, I want to get my own office, and I want to get my office in the plastic surgery building." She finally gets an office, okay, and it's a tiny, tacky little closet. And then he's like, "This will be where you're working." And she literally says, "Well, I don't know about that." We just sat through 5 episodes saying that you need to work, all right? And now you're not even going to work in the office that he carved out for you?
And he gave her a mirror desk. Who does that?
Who does that?
Have you ever, like, when you're about to take
Who
a selfie, you know how
that?
When you're about to take a selfie and you're, like, getting it ready down here, and then you have to look at what you look like from down here?
Oh my God.
Not cute.
Yeah.
That's making your wife insecure. Who wants to, like, be working and have to look at this all day? Not cute.
By the way, we have to, is anyone even still watching us on Periscope? If you are, they've been watching, the camera's been at an angle for an hour. It's been like this for an hour. Whoever's there,
you guys,
thank you.
I'm making my towel brown.
All right.
How?
So anyway,
I'm not wearing tanner. I just took a shower. How am I making a towel brown?
You're like Adrian Malouf on a couch. So anyway, so Gail got her office, and by the way, Steven blindfolded her. He's like, all right, honey, I'm gonna blindfold you. Don't open your eyes. She's
and
like, oh, where are you taking me?
Driving and driving.
I was like,
and turning and driving and drive. I
knew was like,
there
please
was
let this be a shallow grave. Please let this be a shallow grave.
I
like,
knew
my
it.
Bitch.
He would too, because he looks like Danny DeVito, the Penguin character, and I knew he was gonna do something sinister at the end. He's like, I'll kill the bitch.
So then we had a scene of Andy.
I think that's all Bravo hasn't done yet. They haven't like murdered. We've had suicide, all kinds of death.
We haven't had a murder.
Actually killed one of these bitches. It's coming.
It's coming.
Bring back Miami. They'll do it.
So then we had Andy. Andy went on a date with her boyfriend, who's like halfway between Jerry Seinfeld and Jeff Goldblum. By the way, did anyone hear Andy's song? You guys know that Andy has a song?
No, what is it?
So she has a song.
Other people's scenes. Other people's scenes. I'm in everyone.
Her song is the lamest song. Her song is like, I don't care about the bullshit. All I care about is being with my kids and having special time with my family.
Who wants to listen to that song? That song sucks.
It's awful.
I want to spend time with my kids. People listen to music to shut their kids up.
So then we go back to Liza. Liza! Liza's talking to her daughter, and she's talking about the affair that Liza had. Because in case you didn't know, Liza had an affair with her husband on Donny Deutsch, the advertising guy.
Yeah, she cheated with Donny Deutsch, which, you know, I mean, he's rich, like, good choice. At least it wasn't a poor person.
So she starts standing in the scene. She's like, you know what? I'm just really tired of taking on all the blame for the marriage falling apart. I'm like, Liza, you had an affair. You take all the blame. That's what you do.
I'm sick of this. If I would have had sex with a poor person, it wouldn't have been on page 6. And then they show her, and she's like posing on page 6 with Donny Deutsch. She's like,
I'm paralyzed.
I'm paralyzed.
They want me to be on the step and repeat, but I can't take a single step because I'm paralyzed. So then after she cries and her daughter's like,
I can't take the blame for this. And then she tells her daughter, you know, you were the one who helped me, hon. When you told me, you're never going to be happy with daddy. Oh, you're blaming your daughter for your affair now.
Yeah.
Nice work. Maybe it's because we were getting to the Donny Deutsch part that my towel is getting brown.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's happening.
There's something about this show that just makes everything inherently dirty. So then Liza's getting ready for a big party. And she walks out. She saw some box. She's like, oh my God, I can cry. I can cry. My fair expression, because she was already crying. I could cry. I got a pit in my stomach. Oh my God. Paralyzed.
Paralyzed?
Paralyzed.
I'm not looking at my notes. You're doing it.
I'm doing notes. So then, let's see. Then Gail got her makeup done by White Rihanna. That's basically all I have to say about that. Okay, so they're doing the end of the season finale party. And
this was a sad finale party.
Well, even Sandy.
Normally, they like go all out. They'll be like, it's the ball. You know, it's like the poor person ball. You know, like where everybody gets all glamorous to help poor people. I don't understand these people.
I think the show wasted their entire production budget on that bouncy castle that everyone got their thumb up their ass. They're like, sorry, you can have 40 people in Liza's living room. So Sandy, who's Corey's husband, is not going because he has a business meeting. He's unemployed.
Okay, so last week they had their anniversary. What was it? Their 25th anniversary or something?
Yeah, something like that.
It was
that.
Like a big anniversary. And so they rented this like really tacky dinner cruise boat or something. It was bad. Whatever it was bad. And Corey's like, all I want from you is to just give a speech and tell everyone you love me. And he's like, okay. And so they get there and she's like, thank you all for coming to my party. You know, my life changed when I met Sandy. Before Sandy, there was nothing. And then there was Sandy. He gave me children. He gave me life. Inside me, outside me. And Sandy paid for this hair. Sandy, I love you. And then they cut to Sandy. It's like his turn to give a speech. And he's like,
shut the fuck up.
Like, no. No. Sandy, don't you want to come up here and give a speech? And he's like, fuck you, swag. Sandy. Oh, he's so funny. This is why I love him. What a sense of humor. Sandy.
Paralyzed!
Pretty much. And then their big discussion today, it was like the day after, and she's like, you know, Sandy, I'm real upset because we had that thing, you know, even Fran the therapist, Dr. Fran, told you all you had to do was say, I love you, and you couldn't even do that. And he's like, I don't care. And she's like, you know what? I love him. He's a man of few words. It's the little things. And he does little things. He comes downstairs. He eats the food I cook. And you know, as long as he keeps doing that, I'll know he loves me.
You know, I talk to him and he talks back. And, you know, that shows he loves me.
Self-respect, man. I think Bravo's going to take women's rights so fucking far down that there's another revolution, you know? Women get it back, you know? What are you doing?
So then we get to the party, Liza's big party, where her mom, I've never
divine,
seen a bigger drag
mother,
queen.
Divine.
Divine. I mean, I've never seen a bigger drag queen on Bravo.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So, we're all there. Everyone's there. Andy's there. Andy's got a hot son, by the way. Did you notice that? No wonder why she wants to sing a song about being with her family. She's got a hot son. So then,
hot son! I don't want to leave my home because my son's so hot.
My favorite part is that Liza then is going to give a toast. And she's all nervous, and then Susan's like, are you nauseous? Don't be nauseous. Don't be nauseous.
Great toast.
Great toast. She's like, don't be nauseous. Have a good time. She's like, I gotta bit my stomach. I'm paralyzed.
I just want to say congratulations on not renting your house and not finding anywhere to live and not actually moving out. And also I'd like to say, here's to Liza maybe one day getting a job. That's all she cares about. Get a job.
So the big drama that happened was that Hurricane Arthur came.
Arthur!
Are you having a good time, Arthur? So Arthur the dentist was not having a good time. He was miserable, and he spent
his time. Arthur's like the abusive boyfriend of this sad Amy. We pretend she's Audrey from Little Shop of Horrors because he's a dentist.
Yeah.
And she's always like,
yes, doctor. Yes, doctor.
She actually
whatever
talks
you
like,
say, doctor.
So he decides he's going to pout. He's going to be an asshole. He sits in the back, and he separates himself. And she sends 10 texts in a row being like, where are you? Well, are you here? Did you leave? Did you leave? Are you
but
here?
Then,
did you try the lobster roll? Are you here?
But this is after her getting in a fight with him because she's like,
Arthur, are you just going to sit there and text on your phone?
And he's like, fuck off, slag. That's basically every man on the show. He's like, fuck off.
She's
like,
Arthur, though, but you're just texting. Why don't you come stand with me and watch the hair cake come out that's based on Liza's mom? He just missed a good toast about getting jobs.
And he's like, fuck off, slag.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all he says.
Yeah.
And then she starts texting him 10 times about not being there. It's like, you're a hypocrite.
Yeah.
You can't be texting 10 times after a lecture about texting too much.
So finally, he's a total asshole to her. And then finally, he goes up to her and he goes, this is such bullshit to me. And he leaves. I'm like, what's bullshit? It's free food for crying out loud.
He's like, this is all bullshit. This is gross. I mean, it was.
Was he mad that he was the only one wearing paisley? I mean, come on now.
I'm not going to eat a hair cake, you slag. So he left, and then Andy,
I only eat crab
loves
cakes.
Whenever anybody's relationships go wrong, she's like, ha, Arthur left. Oh, you want to cry about me? And Arthur, you're going to break up with him? We're going to have an intervention again. She's like, no.
He just left because he was feeling uncomfortable.
He's uncomfortable.
Poor guy, sensitive.
He's uncomfortable. He's the only one who wore three different patterns tonight. He's a little uncomfortable about it. Arthur. So then he leaves, and then there's this like pseudo empowerment moment because there was a chandelier that they never hung up. So they go, they take this chandelier out of a box, they go to the second floor.
And he's like, this chandelier that was never hung in this house? This is chandelier. And it symbolizes and Corey goes, what? She's like, like it doesn't
Corey's
symbolize
like,
anything.
Corey's,
like, let's just hang it.
I'm surprised Corey wasn't like, this chandelier sucks. All right, the chandelier stinks.
It symbolizes a gaping hole in an overpriced home that nobody could pay for in the first place. Which basically sums up this entire show.
Yeah, so basically the way the show and likely the series ends is that they go and they throw a chandelier off the second floor and they're like, yay, empowerment. Ambia is like, you wasteful bitches. You just threw out like a chandelier that cost $1,000. Donate it. Give it to someone. Now you're breaking it on your driveway.
It's like the poor version of Phantom of the Opera. Somebody just throwing a cheap chandelier on the stage. Like it's done. And then Amy's like walking through the broken glass. Like,
oh, the chandelier just loves me. It just wanted to light me. That's all it wanted.
They're like, look at that person with their face half burned off by acid. Oh, no, that's just the cast members.
So at the end of any housewife show, which this is like a just tackier housewife show, it's the same thing. So they have their lines at the end where they're like, Liza's like, all I want is to be Liza. And today when I woke up, I was Liza. And I'm still Liza. And maybe later I'll be some Liza. And it's like this nice music. It's like, bitch, did you say one thing? No. And Corey's like, one day, you know, he'll realize how to give a speech. He'll make a paragraph about me. It's like, it's so sad.
Susan,
their end lines had no hope.
I know,
there
Susan's
was
like,
no hope.
You know what I learned? I learned that I love my husband, and that if I feel nauseous, it's okay. It's okay. He can stick his thumb up my butt.
I learned to thumb up somebody else's ass in a fun bouncy house at a child's birthday party isn't cheating.
By the way, for those of you who never even seen this show, all this stuff happened.
We're not making this up.
We're not
and
like
they
joking.
Really talk like that to the women,
and
too.
These are some of these are direct quotes.
Feminism dead.
Well, dead. Guess what? Oh, wait, we have. Wait, are you asking a question or are you just trying to shield yourself from the sun?
Oh.
cake.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he left, that hair cake. The gay guys. Okay. I just have to say it again. Thank you, Bravo, for these gay guys. Because mostly on Bravo, the gay guys are like, girl! Like, they'll wear high heels and, like, these flowy cat pants and, like, what do you call them? Eyelash things. They're like, girl, spirits! You know, like, they're really... And, you know, like, be that way if you want to, but it's just like, oh my, every gay
on Bravo.
And on this one, in the North Shore, they're like, hey, what's up? You want to have a party? And they're like, oh, these hot guys, they're always there to help Liza get Liza. But they're like these hot guys. They're like, look, we got your mama cake. It's a wig cake. It's like a cake of hair.
It's a cake of her hair.
That's gross.
By the way, you know what I love about doing this Crap by Crap West here in Austin? Is that every 5 minutes or so, some straight guys walk by and they look in and they're like, what the fuck is happening inside there?
Well, we just saw what a straight guy take a picture with a Lou Ferrigno Someone took the Lou Ferrigno poster. Oh, frat gay. That's in like a slightly maybe after a couple of drink gay frat room. Right,
well, now. I think we covered everything, and if we didn't, too bad. I have to pee so badly. This beer gone right through me. Is there anything else? Anyone? Did we miss anything? Did we? Does anyone want to talk about anything?
Sugar to Liza.
Oh yeah, Liza was dessert.
Oh yeah, Liza. And Andy's like, oh, Liza. Liza came out like that sushi table, but it was a cake. It still smelled like sushi, but it was a cake. And Jonathan's like, yeah, I want to put my thumb up your butt. She's like, oh, you got Liza.
Liza totally lost. This party totally got loisened.
This party was loisened. So go pee.
I'm going to go pee. But first, I have to say thank you.
Thank everyone you, Austin. You guys made it through that. We didn't even know what the fuck we were talking about for an hour and a half of that.
I can't believe it. And thank you to everyone on Periscope who has watched this
thing. They're gone, right?
Diagonal. I think there's one person who's been giving
nostril
us hearts.
Pam, still clean, nothing. Thank you guys so much for being here. We'll be here all night. Drink it up.
Yeah, and we will hopefully stop sweating once we're out of the sun.
It's not dark yet.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, listeners.
All right.
Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.